January is when we recommit to the habits that support our health and well-being. And naturally, we start looking at what can support those goals, including supplements. But choosing the right supplements can be confusing, because not only are there so many brands out there, the supplement industry itself is a low-trust category. It's lightly regulated, products are easy to make, and companies don't even have to list everything on their label. Now, there's Momentous. They've become the high-trust brand in a low-trust category. They weren't satisfied with the industry standard, so they built the Momentous Standard, their commitment to doing things the right way, not the easy way. Momentous sources the highest quality ingredients on the planet. Their whey protein comes from grass-fed European dairy cows. Their creatine uses the purest form of creatine monohydrate, and every formula is made with clinically backed, highly bioavailable nutrients, with no fillers and no artificial sweeteners. Right now, Momentous is offering listeners up to 35% off your first order with promo code AudioBoom. Head to livemomentous.com and use promo code AudioBoom for up to 35% off your first order. That's livemomentous.com, promo code AudioBoom.
Busted appliance? This is your sign to upgrade. Shop at Lowe's to get up to 35% off and next day delivery on hundreds of major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 3/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Order by 4 p.m. Available Monday through Saturday. Subject to availability. Fees, exclusions, and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/appliance delivery for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
January is when we recommit to the habits that support our health and well-being. And naturally, we start looking at what can support those goals, including supplements. But choosing the right supplements can be confusing, because not only are there so many brands out there, the supplement industry itself is a low-trust category. It's lightly regulated, products are easy to make, and companies don't even have to list everything on their label. Now, there's Momentous. They've become the high-trust brand in a low-trust category. They weren't satisfied with the industry standard, so they built the Momentous Standard, their commitment to doing things the right way, not the easy way. Momentous sources the highest quality ingredients on the planet. Their whey protein comes from grass-fed European dairy cows. Their creatine uses the purest form of creatine monohydrate, and every formula is made with clinically backed, highly bioavailable nutrients, with no fillers and no artificial sweeteners. Right now, Momentous is offering listeners up to 35% off your first order with promo code AudioBoom. Head to livemomentous.com and use promo code AudioBoom for up to 35% off your first order. That's livemomentous.com, promo code AudioBoom.
Real ghost stories from real people. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
There are some stories that stay with you long after the telling, echoes of events that can't quite be explained, lingering like a shadow in the corner of your mind. This story is one of those. It begins with a young woman, Jasmine, who has spent her life caught between two worlds. The comforting presence of her family and something unseen that has followed her wherever she goes. From a quiet, picturesque village in northern Sweden to a sprawling home in Namibia, Jasmine's life seems tethered to a force that cannot be ignored. At first, the signs were subtle. Laughter in an empty room, the sudden chiming of a long, silent clock. But over time, these whispers from the beyond grew louder, bolder, until one night when a visitor appeared by her bedside. What makes Jasmine's story so compelling isn't just the eerie encounters, but the emotional undercurrent running through them. Are these events tied to her late grandparents, offering comfort from the other side? Or is there something darker at play, something that has chosen her for reasons we may never fully understand? Let's get to the letter. They write, "Dear Tony, I'm 17 years old now, and I've always been the only one in my family who believes in the supernatural. My parents and relatives dismiss these things as nonsense, but I know better. The experiences I've had throughout my life are too vivid, too real, to be chalked up to imagination. I thought I'd share some of these moments with you, hoping they'll resonate with someone who understands. It all started in my father's childhood home, a summer house, in a small village up north in Sweden. The house, built in the 1920s or 1930s, has been in my family for generations. It's where my dad and his brothers grew up, and where I spent many childhood holidays. My grandparents were the heart of that house, though I only knew my grandmother. My grandfather passed away before I was born, but my connection to my grandmother was special. She always said I was her favorite grandchild. She passed away in 1997 when I was very young. At the time, I was devastated. But like most children, I moved on quickly. Or at least, I thought I had. Looking back now, I wonder if she ever truly left. The first strange thing happened one Easter when I was around 10 or 11 years old. My dad and I were having lunch in the kitchen, just the two of us. It was a quiet day, nothing unusual. Then, out of nowhere, I heard someone laughing. It was clear as day, the kind of laugh that makes you look up and smile. Only when I turned to my dad, I saw the confusion on his face. "What's so funny?" I asked. "I thought you were the one laughing," he said. There was something in his voice, something unsure. My dad is the kind of man who always has a joke ready, but that moment was different. He looked as puzzled as I felt. The laughter never came again, but even now I wonder if it could have been my grandmother watching over us. Another time, a few years later, I was upstairs in the attic-turned-bedroom. I was sitting on the bed, lost in my drawing, when I heard a sound that made my heart stop. It was the cuckoo clock downstairs chiming. That clock hadn't worked in decades, not since before I was born. The chime was slow, almost deliberate, and it lasted for a minute or two before stopping just as abruptly as it had started. I remember sitting there, frozen, every hair on my body standing on end. Then, without thinking, I bolted down the stairs and ran outside. I couldn't stay in that house alone after that. Over the years, little things kept happening. The TV would flip channels on its own. Rocking chairs would move, even when no one was sitting in them. And then there were the footsteps, soft but unmistakable, walking through the house when I was the only one there. I wanted to believe it was my grandparents, that they were watching over us, but some part of me couldn't shake the fear. When I was 13, my dad's work took us to Namibia in southern Africa. We lived there for 2.5 years in a large house, much bigger than what I was used to. For a while, I thought I'd left the strange occurrences behind in Sweden. But it wasn't long before I realized they had followed me, or maybe something new had found me. One afternoon, I was home alone with our dog, Mickey. He was a big, friendly mutt who rarely barked. I was sitting in the TV room flipping through channels when Mickey suddenly jumped off the couch and started barking aggressively at the empty space in front of him. His eyes were locked on something I couldn't see, and his growls were low, threatening. He darted downstairs to the front door, barking like a mad dog, and then ran back to me, his body tense. But he kept glancing behind him, like he was expecting something to follow. I tried to calm him down, but the way he acted that day, it still gives me chills. When I was 15, I moved back to Sweden, this time to live with my uncle and aunt in a northern town. My dad stayed behind in Namibia, and I didn't want to live in Stockholm with my mom. For the first few months, everything seemed normal. The house was quiet, and I started to think I could finally leave the strangeness behind me. But then one night, I was home alone while my aunt and uncle were at a French lesson. I was sitting in the living room, chatting on the phone with a friend, when I heard it. Footsteps upstairs. The sound was deliberate, as if someone was walking down the hallway heading toward the living room. I froze, my pulse pounding in my ears, and then I did the only thing I could think of. I ran outside and waited on the porch until my aunt and uncle came home. It didn't end there. The footsteps I heard that night were just the beginning. It was as if whatever was in the house had been waiting for the right moment to make itself known. The experiences only got stranger and more terrifying from there. One weekend, two of my friends, Sally and Hannah, stayed over for a sleepover. We decided to set up in the basement where it was cooler and more comfortable during the summer months. After a night of talking and laughing, Sally drifted off to sleep, but Hannah and I stayed awake, chatting quietly. It was late, around 11 p.m., when we heard it. Footsteps, loud and frantic, running across the floor above us. It sounded as though someone was sprinting from one side of the house to the other. Then as quickly as they started, they stopped. Hannah and I stared at each other, wide-eyed, too scared to move. But before we could process what we'd heard, the sound of knives and forks clattering filled the air. The kitchen drawers upstairs were opening and slamming shut, their contents shifting loudly. The house was locked, the windows secure, and we knew no one else was home. Hannah whispered, "We should check." I shook my head. "No way!" We stayed huddled in the basement until the noises finally stopped. When we ventured upstairs in the morning, the kitchen looked perfectly normal. No open drawers, no mess, no sign that anything had happened. On another night, Hannah stayed over again, but this time we decided to sleep upstairs. We chose a guest room, shut the door, and tried to convince ourselves it was all in our imagination. But around 4 a.m. and we were jolted awake by the sound of a door slamming shut somewhere in the house. It was so loud it felt like the walls shook. We were too scared to leave the room, so we stayed in bed listening. But no other sounds came. The next morning, we asked my aunt and uncle if they'd heard anything, but they hadn't. They always slept with their door closed, and as far as they were concerned, the house was silent. The most chilling experience of all happened when I was alone. I've always had a fear of the dark, so I usually sleep with a light on. My room was upstairs, and my aunt and uncle's bedroom was downstairs. They always kept their door closed at night, so I knew I wouldn't be disturbed. One night, I woke up around 2 or 3 a.m. with a horrible stomach ache. I rolled over, trying to get comfortable, when I saw him. A man, standing right by my bed. He wasn't a shadow or a trick of the light. He was there, as real as you or me. He was tall, with dark eyes, and an expression I couldn't read. For a moment, I was too shocked to react. I told myself I must be dreaming, but deep down, I knew I wasn't. Then he spoke. "Do you have a stomach ache?" His voice was calm, almost kind, but it didn't comfort me. I could only nod, too afraid to say anything. He leaned down, whispered something I couldn't understand, and then he was gone, vanishing as suddenly as he had appeared. I lay there frozen for what felt like hours. I didn't sleep again that night, and I never told my aunt or uncle what I saw. They would have said it was my imagination, but I know it wasn't. Since then, I haven't seen him again, but I still feel his presence sometimes. I don't think he meant to harm me, but I don't understand why he appeared or why I seem to attract these experiences. My aunt and uncle haven't noticed anything unusual in the house, which only makes me feel more isolated. Am I some kind of supernatural magnet, or is it just bad luck that these things keep happening to me? I wish I had answers, but all I have are more questions. Thank you for taking the time to read this, Tony. I hope my story finds its way to someone who understands. Sincerely, Jasmine. Jasmine's story is one that lingers, the kind of tale that makes you question the boundaries between the living and the dead. There's an undeniable thread of emotion running through her experiences, a sense that these encounters are more than random hauntings. They're personal. Whether it's her late grandparents watching over her or something darker that's latched onto her, Jasmine's life is marked by the unexplainable. Let's start with the psychological angle. Could Jasmine's experiences be rooted in her own mind? Sleep paralysis could explain seeing the man by her bed, a condition where vivid hallucinations often accompany waking up in the middle of the night, and moments like the phantom laughter or footsteps might be misinterpreted sounds. A creak in the floorboards, a distant noise carried through the house. In stressful or unfamiliar environments, the brain sometimes fills in the gaps, creating patterns or explanations where none exist. But let's not dismiss the paranormal so easily. Jasmine's encounters aren't isolated. She's had these experiences in multiple locations, with witnesses like her friends and even her dog reacting to something unseen. It's hard to ignore the repeated presence of footsteps, unexplained noises, and even direct communication, like the figure asking about her stomach ache. If this is more than coincidence, it could suggest she's sensitive to energies or spirits, perhaps acting as a beacon for entities trying to connect with the living. And then there's the question of intent. Was the man by her bed there to help? His words about her stomach ache imply concern rather than malice. Could he be a protective spirit, perhaps a family member she never knew? Or is it something else entirely? Something opportunistic, drawn to her vulnerability? Jasmine's story doesn't provide answers, but maybe that's the point. Not every mystery is meant to be solved. What stays with me is this: whether these encounters are real or imagined, they're deeply impactful. They remind us that the veil between worlds might be thinner than we think, and sometimes all we can do is wonder who or what might be on the other side. What do you think, listener? Is Jasmine a beacon for the supernatural, or is there another explanation? Whatever the answer, her story leaves us with one undeniable truth. There are things in this world we may never fully understand. Until next time, stay curious and stay safe.
Want more real ghost stories from real people? Then press subscribe now. We're dropping new ghost stories every single day. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
January is when we recommit to the habits that support our health and well-being. And naturally, we start looking at what can support those goals, including supplements. But choosing the right supplements can be confusing, because not only are there so many brands out there, the supplement industry itself is a low-trust category. It's lightly regulated, products are easy to make, and companies don't even have to list everything on their label. Now, there's Momentous. They've become the high-trust brand in a low-trust category. They weren't satisfied with the industry standard, so they built the Momentous Standard, their commitment to doing things the right way, not the easy way. Momentous sources the highest quality ingredients on the planet. Their whey protein comes from grass-fed European dairy cows. Their creatine uses the purest form of creatine monohydrate, and every formula is made with clinically backed, highly bioavailable nutrients, with no fillers and no artificial sweeteners. Right now, Momentous is offering listeners up to 35% off your first order with promo code AudioBoom. Head to livemomentous.com and use promo code AudioBoom for up to 35% off your first order. That's livemomentous.com, promo code AudioBoom.
Are you a fraud-paying American? It's a fact that one in four honest, hardworking, tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. With LifeLock Identity Theft Protection, though, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, and get you your money back. Last year, the IRS flagged over $16 billion in refunds for identity fraud. That's billions of dollars that could come from your salary, overtime, or second job. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. And if your information does fall into the wrong hands, only LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists who are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
January is when we recommit to the habits that support our health and well-being. And naturally, we start looking at what can support those goals, including supplements. But choosing the right supplements can be confusing, because not only are there so many brands out there, the supplement industry itself is a low-trust category. It's lightly regulated, products are easy to make, and companies don't even have to list everything on their label. Now, there's Momentous. They've become the high-trust brand in a low-trust category. They weren't satisfied with the industry standard, so they built the Momentous Standard, their commitment to doing things the right way, not the easy way. Momentous sources the highest quality ingredients on the planet. Their whey protein comes from grass-fed European dairy cows. Their creatine uses the purest form of creatine monohydrate, and every formula is made with clinically backed, highly bioavailable nutrients, with no fillers and no artificial sweeteners. Right now, Momentous is offering listeners up to 35% off your first order with promo code AudioBoom. Head to livemomentous.com and use promo code AudioBoom for up to 35% off your first order. That's livemomentous.com, promo code AudioBoom.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Think about your mentors and idols, the people who inspire you most. While it may look like they have all the answers, they don't. But they do know when to ask questions and seek the support they need. In a world that glorifies hyper-independence, it's easy to forget that we're all better with a support system. Therapy is a great way to find a consistent source of support in your life, so you can break free from the outdated belief that seeking help is a sign of weakness. BetterHelp has experienced therapists ready to help you with challenges, ranging from anxiety and depression to relationships and stress. It's convenient, too. You can join a session with the click of a button, helping you fit therapy into your busy life. And you deserve that. You can even send your therapist a message anytime something comes up. Build your support system with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com.
The National Education Association, NEA's, Read Across America is the nation's largest celebration of reading, helping students of all ages connect with diverse, inclusive books that make them feel seen and expand their worlds. America's educators are committed to inspiring a nation of readers, sharing the joy of reading by creating classrooms and communities where every student can access books that make them feel reflected and respected. But right now, access to diverse, age-appropriate books is under attack like never before. The past 4 years have brought an unprecedented number of book bans, 6,870 in the 2024-25 school year alone. NEA's Read Across America celebrates the joy of reading through curated book lists, recommended authors, and ready-to-use resources that help every parent and child find the stories they connect with. Join NEA's Read Across America and celebrate the magic of books. Learn more at readacrossamerica.org.
Are you a fraud-paying American? One in four tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
When Kohler, global design leader in luxurious kitchen and bath products, asked me to be their ambassador for timeless, elegant, durable cast iron, I said, I'm in. Soon after, I was in their Kohler, Wisconsin foundry, watching molten iron poured, enamel applied by hand, and the beautiful finished pieces ready to ship. Since 1883, Kohler cast iron has been crafted by incredible artisans, and seeing it firsthand gave me a whole new appreciation for their craftsmanship. Now, I'm proud to lend my stamp of approval to my favorite Kohler cast iron products for their durability, beauty, and enduring style. Shop my curated picks at Kohler.com. As the Kohler cast iron ambassador, I say, long live cast iron.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.